Our next guest is Richard Roth. He's a multifaceted attorney focusing on sports, white-collar crime, and employment. Mr. Roth has represented publicly held corporations and privately held businesses, CEOs, and industry magnates, as well as celebrities, athletes, and professional sports organizations. Mr. Roth, welcome to Trending Today USA. How are you?
Hey, great. How are you? Thank you for having me.
You bet. You know, we've been talking about the NFL quite a bit lately, and some football players have been taking the knee in silent protest of the American flag and anthem. Has politics always been around NFL and football?
I mean, it is to some extent, but when the President of the United States puts his foot into football, puts his foot into football as opposed to putting his foot in his mouth, it raises the level of politics in the game tremendously. I mean, maybe it isn't even, it generally isn't. You know, you pay to go to a game, or you turn your television on to watch a solid competition between your team and another team, or two, you know, great teams. The NFL over the years has had tremendous success, although there was a little bit of a dip last year. So it really isn't politics generated, but, you know, good old Donald Trump decides to put politics into football.
Yeah, he certainly did. And so you don't think it was appropriate that President Trump said anything about it?
I really don't. You know, he's got stuff to worry about. North Korea is a real issue. Syria is a real issue. Why even go there? I understand who his fans were. It was Alabama, big college football town. But why? Why raise a stir over it? And so I don't think it was appropriate for him to go there at all.
Well, it doesn't look like it was scripted. You know, it was one of those campaign type of things. He goes off script. And
that's the Donald Trump that we've come to know. Oh, I would say in love, but with that, let me pull back. That's what he does. He just goes off script, and he says things without thinking about what he's saying. And then that's the beginning of, you know, the Donald Hurricane, as opposed to Irma or Harvey that we had.
Richard, do professional athletes have the right to protest the anthem and the flag?
So here's the deal. In their contract, in each of the football players' contract, there is an obligation to stand and pay attention to the anthem. But, you know, it's not like there's much really damages if you breach it. And the irony here is that this issue was really, you know, behind the scenes, people did not appreciate Colin Kaepernick doing it. He's currently unemployed, and he was really the only one that did it. When he did it, people said, what are you doing? So we have to distinguish between two issues. Donald Trump sticking his nose into something which really shouldn't have, and the First Amendment versus what the NFL players, you know, can do. They're not supposed to do it. On the one hand, on the other hand, Colin Kaepernick had every right to take a knee because of his belief that there's just problems, if you will, with the country. So I think the NFL's reaction last week was not really supportive of Colin Kaepernick. It was more about showing the president that even though we have internal issues, we are a unified organization. Stay away. We don't need you to jump in, whether it's Jerry Jones, whether it's Harbaugh. I think they all basically said, listen, this is not really a First Amendment issue for purpose of this protest. It's more about we have a right to do what we want when we want in our organization, and the president really shouldn't interfere, especially when all Colin Kaepernick did was exercise his constitutional right, which anyone can do.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the two issues.
But since they're in usually publicly owned facilities, big billion-dollar stadiums, and does that present a problem because they're in a public-owned forum?
It's not a problem. You know, the initial reaction to Colin Kaepernick, which is sort of where Donald Trump was coming from, was, listen, there are guys that are your age who are not making any money, who are out there on the, literally, you know, the killing fields, fighting for the liberties that you are able to use while you're making your millions of dollars playing football. So don't, you know, take a knee, because it really disparages all those hardworking guys who are your age, who had very different upbringings, who aren't as fortunate as you to be a National League football player. That's sort of what he was saying, but there's another way to say it. So I don't think the fact that they're in a public arena is it changes anything. I think everyone's going to have their views on it. But the point is that it's no different than burning the American flag. People can say, God, that's horrific. But the most beautiful, if not one of the most beautiful thing about this country is that you have a right to do that. you know, most countries, you walk in and you say something bad about the government, you can be killed.
Yeah.
Not most, but several. Mm-hmm. In this country, you could say what you want and when you want. And for the president to jump in on that issue, it's just foolish, quite frankly. So I don't think a public arena has anything to do with it. I just think that it's a, you know, we pride ourselves in this country on being able to take a knee if you want, mm-hmm. burn an American flag. I may not agree with it, mm-hmm. but it's a legitimate form of protest.
Mm-hmm. Hey, before I let you go, we're talking with Richard Roth, multifaceted attorney, does all sorts of interesting things. Let me ask
Thanks
you.
A lot, by the way.
Sure.
That was a great introduction. I love that.
Oh, thank you. What's going on with the NCAA? They got some basketball coaches that got arrested. What's going on over there?
Oh, my goodness. Now, you want to talk about a real issue.
Please.
Yeah, you have a huge indictment came out, in fact, more than one, this week by the Southern District, U.S. Federal Court in the Southern District of New York. And the U.S. Attorney's Office has indicted four basketball coaches, assistant basketball coaches, as well as a very senior executive of Adidas, as well as agents and financial planners. 10 people in all were indicted for essentially engaging in bribery, criminal activity, essentially bribing kids and their families to come to certain colleges,
mm-hmm.
You know, paying cash under the table to the kids and their parents. And then once they're at colleges, bribing the coaches, assistant coaches, to essentially have them use certain financial planners and or products when they get out. So it was a pretty serious scandal going on. It's you know, Rick Pitino apparently is on a bit of a leave right now because Louisville was one of the targets, although Rick Pitino himself was not named as a defendant. This is something that's going to really cast a lot of it's a huge black cloud over the NCAA, how college kids are recruited, and once they're recruited, how they're treated.
Yeah, so Adidas, the sportswear company, they were involved too. So I wonder if this will even jeopardize how sponsorships are handled. I don't think so, but I wonder if
it may. And one thing about this indictment is, which is very true generally with the United States Attorney's Office, they have dozens of tape-recorded conversations, which they wiretapped. They have dozens of meetings that were videotaped. So they have these defendants and other people. Not only do they have their voice on a phone call talking about bribery and cash payments and behind, you know, under the table acts, but they have them in meetings, literally sitting down and talking. Apparently, there was an individual by the name of Blazer who was a former financial planner who himself had a lot of problems, and he basically was the informant for the government. So it's gonna it could hurt products. It's going to hurt teams. You know, in a place like Louisville, I live in New York. You're in a metropolitan area. But in a place like Louisville, they speak, breathe, live, and eat Louisville basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big thing. It's a very big thing. Or in Auburn, or, you know, in different communities. So it's really, it's something that's came down, and it basically shows that the recruitment of basketball players is not necessarily above board.
Yeah, it's too bad this is happening. I mean, I know a lot of people enjoy watching college sports because of the spirit of the sport. You know, it's not
and
about
the purity.
Yes.
And the purity.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why you like college sports, especially basketball, because it's pure. You don't have fights over contracts, over salaries. You don't have guys sitting down because they're pissed at their coach.
Right.
It's just the purity of it. And now what we're learning is, well, maybe it isn't so pure.
Yeah.
Maybe this guy went to, you know, Oklahoma State not because it was the best school he got into, but because the coaches were willing to pay his parents $25,000 in cash.
Yeah.
So it sort of taints the whole purity thought of college sports.
It sure does. We're speaking with Richard Roth, multifaceted attorney. He focuses on sports and white-collar crime and employment. Quite an interesting man, and we appreciate you coming on Trending Today USA and talking to us. You have a great day, Richard.